Metzuba, the Yaisa, me shame the Metzuba. Trashed Nichulu, the Mikvulu, the Chaybun. To God, I'm Tuba, the Yaisa.
Therefore, when two people sit down to eat together, even though if they want to, they could be mezamin, there's still nicha that the waiter should sit down and eat with them also. Because now we have three, there's a chiv upon us to bench to zimun. And if we do the zimun, the chiv, it's a bigger schar.
So the God of Mitzvah of Yaisa, that's why the nicha. The nicha for the waiter to sit eat with them. Yeah. We'll soon see. We'll see about exactly how far zimun goes. We'll see it. Tarshima, we might want to bring a raya. If two people eat together, do they have reshut to be mizam together or not? Noshim mizam nois liyatzma. It's a mishta nerchin, a gemara din me. Noshim, if a few, three, or at least a few, noshim mashma, at least two. More, rabbin. Nosh, a lot of noshim mizam nois liyatzma. They could bench by themselves together with zimun. The yavodim, who are the yavodim, mizam liyatzma. Let's say you have together a mixture of some women and some avodim, or kitanim, with kitanim also. Even if they want to be mezamim together, there they shouldn't be mezamim. The reason is that Rashim rotsu ein mezamim, for the first time to come on, it's not nice to have women and avodim together. Mishum fritzusa, sepritzus. Bein de noshim, bein de mishkazoch of the avodim biktanim. The Noshim and the Avodim are priests, and the Ketanim with the Avodim are priests, Mishum Mishkav Zohar. So this Chabur is not a nice Chabur of people being together, therefore women and Avodim together are not mitzvah to make a Zimun. As if you have two Noshim and two Avodim, there's no Chiyah Zimun, even though now you have four. But Kolpon, what's the gate to us? The Dik is, what? Then you have, that's the ratio. Noshim is Zamnath Liatzvon. That if you have three women, they can make a Zimun if they want. We'll soon see. The deek is now, Vomeya Noshim, no matter how many Noshim you have, is only Ketrei Gavri Dam. Means that most Noshim have a loch like two. Because it means to say is it doesn't have a loch like three men. We in the Mishnah, three men, that's a Chiv Zim. You have three women, they're not as Choshev as three men. At most, they're just like two men. Oketoni Noshim is honestly Atzmon. And it says, Klov, you have three women, they could make a Zim together. So three women shouldn't be better than two men. Right, it also says the avodim is am liyatzman. If you have three avodim, they can also make zimun together. The chura, these three people are not better than two men. See Rashi, the afilu meya, even 100 women is ketrei damim. Rashi linyin choyva. Why the ein chiyuvus lechayovus lezamin? Avad even 100 women have no chiyuv to make zimun. Avad the chiyuv zimun is only three men. Three women have no chiyuv. No, still is a locha, the imrotsu mizamnin. Or if the three women, if they want to be shus, if they want to be mizamnin, they could be mizamnin. Or bizarre, the chur digas, who are din lishnayim? Who are din the same sforsh apply to two men? Even though two men have no chiv, even though we don't have a chiv, if you want to, you could. Just like by noshim. 100 women have added as no chiv zimun. The rabbanon only gave a chiv zimun upon men. But that's making me say, if noshim want to, that's the locha. If they want to be mizamnin by themselves, they're allowed to. So Khura Svarshmihua din two men should also be allowed to be mizamin. So the Gemara no. Shani Hosam Dikabdeis. Akoponim still there are three people by three women. Like you can makarim the pasta called Goidul Lakenu. Well the Ram Hashem Yitam Shmi Yachta. You have three. So there's an inya reshus. But Shankin by men, since you only have two men, could be there's not even a reshus. Shrashi Dikabdeis. Tia Fagav Lin Yin Choiva. Ein Echayovas, even though 100 women have no chiyah to be mizamin, Lin Yin Reshus. But if they want to be mizamin, they are shloisha chashivi lohoidois, tvei mishnei anoshim. Still there's a svar, if you have three women, they're more choshiv than just two men. Because they sang shvach together, yikim mishum gadol lashemiti. You have a kim, the apostle before, you have three people together. So even though noshim have no chiyiv, but when they want to, three are allowed to, because you have three akoponim. Mashenkin, two men is only two. You don't have a kima of the pot before, God la shaniti. You don't have two to one, you don't have three, so maybe there's no reshus. Right, you have no raya.
Can women say
Shem in the Zimun? That's a Shem, it's a Shem. The Gemara, Ihochi, Sefer, what does it say in the Sefer? Noshim v'yavodim, if you have two men and two avodim, im rotsu l'zamen eim mezamen. We don't let them name mezamen. It's a kasha mailoi. It's once you're saying there's a reshus, so why can't they do it also? You have a kopon of three people. Good, you only have two women, but you have two avodim. Together you have four deus. So if you're saying there's a mile of having the mitzvah, three people, even though there's no chay, they're having three women, you're saying they're better off than two men. Because three women are called part of them are like three different days. So who are then two women and two avodim are also like 4 days. So why can't they be mezavim if they want to? And the Gemara is true, there's a different svara. Shani yosu mishum pritusa. But you're saying the whole yisrael is dim and is, you have people staying together. The chabura is like a nice chabura together to be mezavim. But here it's a pritus. To have two women and two avodim together, it's a pritus together. So like it's not a nice chabura. Therefore there's no chiv zimun. Even if they want to, they can't be mezavim. So there's no kasha what we're saying now. That when you have three women, it's reshus that they want to, they could be mezamin. Why? Because a koponim you have, God l'shemiti, you have three. But shenkin, two men could be, don't have a reshus, even if they want to. The ma'isa about noshim, Tezol says, mikan mashma, second Tezvis, the noshim yecholus l'zamin liyatzman. If noshim want to, if three ladies are eating together, if they want, they could make a zimin. V'chein osa b'nois rabbeinu avrom, chomash rabbi Yehuda. That's what they used to do. Al pi avim, miuz of toys le nogu oilam chain. The mini girlam is not to. The toys taki es a kosher. Why not? And the ma'isa the mini girlam is not to. Noshim don't. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Three noshim get together, eat together, and they want to make a zimin. Dosh chanam shloim. They eat together. You shouldn't stop them. They're allowed to if they want to. So that's a locha. They have no chiyuv to, but if they want to, they could. Now the Gemara says his tayin lemer bring a proof that the rav the yom and rotsal zamin. All right, turn over to one on the other side. It's Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether two people, if they want to, could they be mezamin or not? So the Gemara Tistayim derived the Yomim Rotzel Zamin in mezamin. I'll bring you Raya. Rav is the one that says that two, if they want to, can't be mezamin. The Yomim Rav Dimer by Yosef. Dimer by Yosef said over. Omar Rav. Three people sat down to eat together. The yotze echad mehem l'shuk. One of them went outside in the shuk. He is Allah called Kurim Loi. You're allowed to be Kureyat till I tell him we're going to be Mizamin or Mizamin Olov. And if you Mizamin together. So Drashi Kurim Loi, Loi Dia, Shem Roitz Lazamin. His three people started to eat together. So it's Chalapon the Mechiv Zimin. Then one person, before even he finished earlier, before he benched, he walked outside. But luckily now, when these two people finish eating, they're allowed to call him, even though he's outside, and make a zimmer now. Shashi v'yefane aleihem, he'll turn towards them, v'mokim my modoy, v'dei lehem bekach. It's enough, even though the third person is outside. And when you say, v'osh chanam shloi, he can answer you, that's enough to make a zimmer like that. So the diyuk, taimo dekoremoy. Why is it enough these two people to be mezamin? Because I call upon them, they're screaming to the third person, and he hears them. Holoi koremoy. Mashma, the third person outside can't hear them, they can't talk to him. Loi, Mashma, they can't be mezamin. So Saraya, two people can't be mezamin. And the Manachemol, Shani Hosem, the Kavulub, Kaivim, Ikara. They're different. About those three people, Matkila sat down, tea together, to Eschal upon them a Chiyah to be mezamin. Therefore, how would they Yetzir the Chiyah? Only if when these two are being mezamin, the third person listens. But if the third person doesn't listen, they can't be Mekayim the Chiyah. But maybe Rishus they do have. Elazar Tamara Histayim to Rabbi Yechon who diyama in Rosh Lazamin ain't mezamin. I bring you now Rai Paket. It's Rabbi Yechon the one that says that if two people want to, they can't be mezamin. Diyama Rabba Barbachona. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Shnayim Shaof Lukachas. Two people sat down to eat together. Yidalocha Echod Mehem Yoitse Bebirchas Chaveroi. One person could bench for his chaver and be Maitse his friend. What's the chiddush on this? Tanina, we learned already. The more in sukkah, shoma v'loyona yotza. If you heard the bracha, and even if you didn't answer amen, still you yotza. He said, look, by brachas, one person could be right to the other one. By brachas and mitzvahs for sure. It's only a shalom by brachas and nene if one can right to the other one, because he has no chiyuv to make the bracha. But where there's a chiyuv upon you to make a bracha or to do a mitzvah? And you don't know how to make the bracha, there's a lacha, I can be made to you. So who I did by benching? Once you already ate, now there's a chid upon you to bench. So I can be made to you with brachas. What's the chidish here? One can make the bracha for the other one. The Yomar Reb Zeiro Loimar Shein Virchos Hazimun Beinayim. The chidish here is that when two people ate together, even if one is benching for the other one, they can't make Virchos Hazimun though. That no. True, you could bench, one can bench for the other one, but Virchos Hazimun you do not have. It's the time.
Here the chloride is no matter what, when two people are together, they have no birzim and they can't be zamen together. Even though one, the yevet, could be made to the other one, but they can't make zimun. Omale rova bar rafuna, for rafuna. For rabbonim the yosem ar rova, the rabbonim came from Eretz Yisrael, omru, im rotzul zamen mizamen. They said, if they want to be mizamen, they could be mizamen. Mashma too, they hold, could be mizamen. My love, the shmielai Rabbi Yechon, they heard over from Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael heard over that if two people eat together, they have a reshut to be mezamen. L'chol, they heard it from Rabbi Yechon, and that should be kashan. Rabbi Yechon, we just said, it says not like that. Rabbi Yechon says two cannot be mezamen. So tomorrow, loy, the shmielahu mirav makne de nochas lebovel. They heard over from Rav. His Rav is the other man, the Yoma. So Rav is, it was a machlok before Rav and Rabbi Yechon. So if Rabbi Yechon says they can't be mezamen, it was Rav that says they could be mezamen. Because people from Eretz Yisrael heard over from Rav before Rav moved to Bavel. And Mitzchila Rav also lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav said his halacha there in Eretz Yisrael, I hold two people is allowed to be mezamen. And then Rav moved to Bavel. So his Talmidim now that came to Bavel still remember the memra from Rav in Bavel. But we hold halacha like the Yechonim that says that two people is not allowed to have a bricha zimun. Even if one wants to be right to the other one with the bracha, but zimun they don't have. So Drashi, on the zamnin olav v'yafapi shein avoyt v'yam reb zeyru leimo shein bruch zimun b'neyim leibon olam denu elo shein tzrichun zimun. The chiddush here, when two people lay together, even if one ventures to the other one, there's no zimun. The chiv on the echad yeitz v'brichas chaveroi ashminin dein zimun diye zimun, because if there would be a mitzvah zimun here, v'rcha shneim hi, it's considered that they both made the bracha together. Shrei oimen nevorach v'oine baruchu. Since they say Baruch Hu, they answer back together, it's cool that they both made the bracha. But since Rabbi Yechonin said that one can bench for the other, it's mashma of Pashar Alocha, I make no benching for you, but no zimun. Lav the Shmilum Rabbi Yechonin, the Bar Marova, who? Ilu Rav Abavel Hevi, Vnei Marova Hech Shmilu. That's what they heard from him before. Kufa. Omer Rav Dini Bar Yosef Omer Rav. Shloisha Shoslu Kacha. The three people sat down, feet together. The yotz echel miyam l'shuk, and one of them left earlier. Either he benched, even if he benched halacha is, and he went outside, is halacha koyim loy. These two people now, when they get finished eating, they're allowed to call the third person outside, the mezamen alok. Habi, the third person can hear them, they're allowed to say the bracha, baruch shachanam shaloy. But even though we hold two is not allowed to, but here it's considered like you have three people. Omer Abaye, v'udu kor levioni. Only if this person outside hears what you called him, and he answers back, he answers Baruch Shechanu M'Shalei. Oma Mazutra V'lo Yamon Ela B'Shleisha. There's only a hetter when you start off with three, and one left out, that you can mezamen together. Av will be Asorah, in the case we start out 10 people eating together. That now when they bench as the Chiyah to say the Baruch Shechanu M'Shalei Elokeinu, they say Hashem's name with 10 people. Here you only say Hashem's name at the Nisi. Only if you have all 10 people sitting down and benching together. But Lu Yitzu, you only have nine, and one left, and he's outside, it doesn't help to call him. He's the same of Baruch Elokeinu, you have to have all 10 sitting together. Maskelor of Asher, Asher has to cash in Svarah, should be Pufakeh. Adarabba, Ipcha Mistavra, the Svarah is just the opposite way. Be sure, if you have 10 people eating together, and now one person goes outside, how many is left? 9 people. If the Chura Tisha, Nirin Kasara, 9 people, Mamish looks like 10. So people say, you say Elokeinu, they're not going to be in the stream, and how come you say Elokeinu? 9 looks like 10. And really you have 10, because the 10th one is outside. Mashen ken shnayim, here we only have 2 sitting together, how could they make a zim? And you're in Kishleisha. 2, everybody could tell, it's only 2, not 3. So how come you say, when you have 2 and 1 outside is good? So when you have 9 and 1 outside, for sure it should be good. So the Gemara still, the Hilchos HaKim Azutram. So the Lachos like Mazutra said, when you have 10 people that say Elokeinu, they have to be together. My timer, Kiva the Boyulat Kure Shem Shemayim. Since you have to mention Hashem's name, Elokeinu, Botsami Asarva Lav Urcha Arya. Not Urcha Arya to say Hashem's name unless you have 10 people sitting together. The Pshat is only because you have the Shechina there. When you have 10 people together, it's called the Shechina is there, then you say Elokeinu. So if you only have 9 together and one person outside, you can't say Elokeinu. Slashi. The third one to be outside, not inside.
Nirin Katsura, they know the Mumaya Lahavka, and then a soul fish, you can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. So the biggest Svar 9 should be good. Still, the Gemara of the Terrace know that when you say Hashem's name, you have to have 10 people there together. Omer Rabbi, Naktinon, what's the Maskona? Shnaim, Sheochlu, Kachav, Mitzvah, Lachalik. When two people ate together, there's a mitzvah v'shas of brocha to bench separately. Have two different brichas of mozin, one should not be made to the other one. V'atanya nami hochi. And that's chiddush. Not only that there's no mitzvah zimun, but even one should not be made to the other one, they should bench separately. Tanya nami hochi. Shnaim shoch l'kacha. Mitzvah l'chalit. There's a mitzvah to make two separate brochas. Hey, here we say that brochas are others. If not, it's a brocha d'iraisa, it's a chivas to make your own brocha d'iraisa. The Mavaneh, the Boma Murim, just Shneim Seifrim. When both are Seifrim, means they know how to bench, they know how to make the brocha. Avalechot Seifrim, one knows how to bench. The Yechot Bor, and one doesn't know how to bench, it's like empty, he doesn't know how to bench. Then Avada Seifrim, Mavorach, or Bor Yotze. Then Avada, that's the locha, that the Seifrim can make the brocha for Mazin, and the other one is Yotze with the Shemiyah, like we had before. Shemeya is koine, even if you don't answer amen, still you yotze. Sidrashi, mitzvah lechaleg, or levorech, kol echad of miyatma, is a mitzvah to separate. Bein brichas hamoitzim, bein brichas hamozim. This is Rashi Shita. That even for moitzi, one person should not be moitzi the other one. And Taisa before, dinzach and Rashi, nalachu and mechulak and Rashi, Taisa zavada for brichas hamoitzim, we had brochas before by Paris, that one person did make the brocha for the other one. It's only for benching, so he said, about the right to bench, where we say it's a mitzvah lechalik. But the bracha rishayna, one could be made to the other one, even if you only have two people eating together. But we spoke out of all, as Mishmura says, the man is there, we're not knowing this act that one makes the bracha for the other person. Avi can make the bracha yourself, it's better off, because you have to be mechavet every word he's saying, and to understand what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavanos, you're always better off making the bracha yourself. Only for Lech and Mishnah, we might see one the other to be honest with Lech and Mishnah. We also Kiddush. Oh my Rav, Ho Milso Amriso Ano V'Teimu Mishmei De Rabbi Zeira Kavosi. As I said over this memory, and I heard over from Zeira the same way. The what? Shloish Shoch L'Kacha. Three people sat down to eat their meal together. They washed and played the mice together. Echot Masrik Lishnayim. Now what about if two people got finished eating? And they're in a rush, they want to go, they want a bench now. And the third person has a big suda, he's enjoying himself. Taking another 20 minutes till I finish. What's the locha? Does the one person have to stop eating now to answer Birkan of Himmel with these two people? Yeah, that's the locha. Echot, one is Mechuyim to be Masrik Lishnayim. Vashem King Vein Shnayim Masrik L'Yechot. Let's say one finished early. And he wants to go. He wants a bench now. The other two people have no chiyuv to stop eating to hear Birchas HaZimun together, but the one person has to wait till the other two get finished. Trashi Echot Master Kishnayim. Im Gomru Hashnayim Sudosan. Two people got finished eating. Veroitzim Zamin. Derech Eretzu She Echot Master Kesudosan. It's nice that the third person should stop eating. Ashi Zamnu Olov Ad Birchas HaZon. There no brichas zimun. As we'll see later, that's what we pass in. That brichas zimun means we say brach hanam shloi. We answer, and then the whole first brachah. Also, the one person says it out loud, and all three should listen to it. So the other two should listen to it. Then v'chayzer the goymus adosay. Hey, this one person still didn't finish his meal. He finishes his meal, and later he has to bench over again. Avushnayim, but let's say two people are still eating. Ein aleim lahastik b'shul hayochid. If only one person finished eating first, then the other two don't have to stop their meal. But this first person that finished has to wait until the other two finish eating, and then they'll be mezamen. So since they started to eat together, three people, there's a chiv upon them to be mezamen together, and one can't leave without them. Is that true? That if one gets finished early, the other two doesn't have to stop for him? For Rav Papa, if Siklei li'aba ma'brei, iyu b'chad. Rav Papa was eating a suda with ma'brei and another person, and ma'brei got finished eating first. So the mice was Rav Papa stopped his suda with this other person to answer Brit Zivin for ma'brei. You see, even though one person got finished early, the other two did stop for him. And the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa, the flame, which was of him, who the other. He did something special. He wasn't mechuyev. The din is you don't have to do it. Just if you want to, you could do it. And if one gets finished this early and he wants to leave now, he has to bench now. So if you other two want to stop and listen to his bircha rimmon, they could. Famous of a short din, you could. Shras the famous of din, it means liach shavuya. But he was machshav this mabrei. So if he machshav, if he did it, the yom, then Yehuda ma ba mreima uma baravashi, v'rav acha midifta, kachi rifta b'hadya dodi. All these three people ate together. Lehevi buchad, hevi muflug mechavri, levruchi. They came to bench now, they want to be mechavid, one person to make birchas hajimun. And usually they thought, who are you mechavid? The gadol. Here all three were the same madreig, all just as choshim. They didn't have anyone's muflug. Or bazoi, or yosef v'kom yiboilu. They sat down and had a shiloh. Hold it, not that the Mishnah says. Shloisha shoch lukachas chayav mazamein. Three people eating together as the chiyav to make a zimun. Hani mili heichod b'kodem gadol. That's when you have one person over the other two to mechabed him. Abul heichod the chiyav dodin him. When all three people at the same madrega, cholik brachas odif. Maybe it's better each one should bench by himself and have a special bichra zimun. That's what they did. Baruch inish l'nafshei. All three of them decided it's kedai to bench separately. Since we don't know who to be mechavet to bench, we'll all bench separately. That was the ma'aser. Then what happened? Osla came with the merema. They came in front of the merema. Omelu merema told him you did wrong. You bade brocha yitzosim. You take a bench. You ate the mitzvah derived to bench. You take a true. Of you bade zimun lo yitzosim. You were not mekayim yechayv of zimun. At Emerson, you three ate together. You had a chiyah to make zimun. And even though you don't know who to be mechavet, flip a coin, whatever you want. But one has to be mezamen. And you didn't do it. You're not yitz yechayv. The chi famous reyesku and bezoy nahadru. After we bench, let's make zimun again. The chura didn't mean to bench over again. They just said, just let's say boros chanam shloy. Just let's say the first birchas of zimun. So if it's more terrors, no, ain't zimun l'mafreya. That you can't do. Hey, once you're ready bench, you can't just say boros chanam shloy with tuzachayinu. Hey, boros chanam shloy with tuzachayinu is only a bracha you say before benching. I will soon explain. Birchas of zimun is like hachona for benching. But if you're ready bench, there's no hachoni, you're not preparing yourself for benching, there's no birchas of zimun. Like some ask for kasha. Birchas of zimun, Yaki, you understand me? Birchas of zimun always say is vosh chanam shloi b'tov v'chayinu. That's called the bracha. The kasha before Shemir is where's the shame in Malchus? We always say called bracha, shame by shame in Malchus is not called the bracha. So it's like, where's the birchas of zimun? So Teres they say is that this bracha is really only a hachona for benching. So since late in benching you say l'keinu melech haylam, you say Malchus and Melech, it's shayach to have a bracha zimun before. But though you started this bracha that we say, Rishus and Baruch, the Nevorach Shachana Mishloi, and you answer back, Baruch Shachana Mishloi, Vadum Chayinu, is called a bracha. Even though it doesn't have Hashem's name here, that's because it's Hachana for benching. And benching has Hashem's name. But though you say this zimun, it's like Hachana, it's a Hiddur to bench this way. But here, when they already bench separately, now, just to say the Hiddur by itself, it has no vetlich. You're not even allowed to say this bracha by itself, because it doesn't have Shem Malchus. You can't stop now saying the Vosh Chanam Shloi, Vosh Chanam Shloi, the Bechino. There's no way to. The Kol Ponim Balochar is that they should have made a Zimun together. We'll see. We'll soon see. We'll see about that soon. Right, sir? Right, the Noem is in Lafayette. Umotzen kishem avorchin mahu. So tomorrow, bo, manusha now. Bo umotzu kishem avorchin. Three people ate together and they started to bench now. They started to make a zimun. So the Baal said, the one said, bo, v'shus, they said, bo, shechanu mishaloi. Now somebody walked in while these three people are making a zimun. What should this fourth person do now? It's not like just to sit there and be quiet. If people are making brachas tashem, it's only nice to be mishtatev and do something with them. What should you say? He's born fourth person, stand from the shuk, walked in. Ulmosim Shem of Orchim, he found three people making a bracha to Zimun. Mal, Oymarach Rehim, what do you say after them? Razvidoma, Baruchu, Omavorach. You may answer Baruchu, Omavorach, Shechanu, Mishloi. Baruchu, Omavorach, Omutu, Vachinu. And you can't say Baruch, Shechanu, Mishloi, because you're Dini. You just say Baruchu, Omutu, Vachinu. We are proper Rama, Oyna, Omen. No, you only answer Omen. You don't need to say anything else. Marvelai, please, no Kasha. If you come in when the one that's benching starts off saying Nevorach, so the people answer back, Baruch Shechanam Shloi. You should answer back, Baruch Hu Mevorach Shema, you should say. In the second case, the answer Amen is,
when the one Mavorach is answering back already. After he said Mavorach, then the other two said Baruch Shana Mishloi, now the Mavorach is answering also Baruch Shana Mishloi to the Inu. Now he can't say anything else, then he only answers on me. But tomorrow. The Kaamri Baruch. Ashachinu the Kaamri Mavorach, if you come in when they're first starting Zimun, when the one is holding the curse, it's the curse. His first saying, the Baruch Shana Mishloi, Oime Baruch Mavorach. That's what you say. Ashachinu the Kaamri Baruch, if you come when the Mizumin is ending off, Baruch Shana Mishloi, then you just say Omek. That's why we hold our locha like this.
Let's go down this good side of the what's the nusach is? Well, yeah, right, yeah. That's the answer. You come in when the person is saying or a voice of invention, so you answer also Baruch Mavarach Shemay Tamad Le'elam Vo'ed. If you come when he's answering already, the second one's answering back Baruch Shachana Mishalai, then you just say Amen. Right. Because you said already, you answered already. Baruch Shachana Mishalai is enough. You don't have to answer Amen then. Some people do, but the meaning is not meaning, but Baruch Hashem says better not to. Because you already answered. You were part of his. You answered. Here, a third one didn't say anything. He didn't say anything yet. Right. Tani Chodah. Ho'ayna Omen Achir B'choysav Harezeh Meshubach. The answer Omen, after you yourself made a brach, it's a good thing. The Tani Yidach Harezeh Meshubach, it's not a good thing. And all the Kasha. Chodah B'ni Yerushalayim. It's one of the only brachas we'll be saying benching. B'ni Yerushalayim. We say Omen afterwards. And the Teretz is, because this is the end of the first three brachas, which is Midiraita. So we're ending and finishing our brachas. Midiraita, we answer Omen. All the Shah brachas, every other bracha, when we say it ourselves, we do not answer Amen. Abaya oni lay the kola. When Abaya came to Bnei Yishlayim, Rav Hashem on Bnei Brachim with Yishlayim, and he said, Amen, he answered with a loud voice for kola. Why? He echad l'shami poilim, it's the work, you should hear it, for l'kumi. The atoivya meitav lav yiraitam. We have before, poilim that are working, they're allowed to take off time to bench, but they're not allowed to say atoivya meitav. Since it's only midirabonim, they used to say Amen loud, that the problem should know, now I finished benching the Midiraita. I'm going to continue on now, say Baruch Hashem, I said you made it. You, Paul, have to get up and go do your business. Go do your work. You have no right to Mavato to hear the next bracha.
Let me have a Gemara before you ask to answer Amen loud of Mavato.
What's going on?
What you answer Amen loud
or
louder?
Not the bracha, not only Amen, the whole bracha he said. Only because the whole bracha he said. Oh no, Rashi said no. Rashi says the Amen. Yes, so the law is that when you do it for purpose, it's mutter. Then at time you shouldn't do it. That's how he says. If you have a purpose, why you do it, then you're allowed to. And some say if the idlam is sleeping and you want to install, they got a loud army to wake everybody up, it's also mutter. If you're doing it for purpose, it's mutter. And then at time that he did it to do it together. Here was a purpose, he did it. Look, the Tzaddik made the Gavdi Reiser. We have Ashi do on the label of Chisha. Forget, we have Ashi answered Amen, and this he answered very quietly. People should think, oh, we finished Birchas Hamazim Midiraita. Now I'm only doing the Rabbanu Nigabracha. I'll do it fast. I'll skip some words. Now the Mazalz and the Bracha. He answered Veishlaim and Rabbanu Bracha Veishlaim. Amen. He said quietly. We have Zeira Cholish. Zeira got sick. He is oil Lagadei Ravua. Ravua went to visit him.